Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Safety Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Safety Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate Shave Cream fan.
The 486th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legend, some hearsay, but all so interesting we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern.
Our guest tonight is the new manager of the New York Yankees, Casey Stengel. But before you meet Casey Stengel in person, here is Real One, Profile of a Jinx. Do you realize that one of the strangest jinxes that sports has ever known has been the jinx connected with Time Magazine? No sooner do the pictures of sports celebrities appear on the cover of Time Magazine than these same sports celebrities seem to run into bad luck. This jinx has been going on for 18 years, where it began back on
October 5th, 1931.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears the picture of a famous racehorse named Cavalcade. Cavalcade has won every important race, including the Kentucky Derby. After Cavalcade's picture appears on the cover of Time Magazine, the horse never wins another race. The jinx marches on.
July 13, 1936.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears the picture of Joe DiMaggio. That same week, in the All-Star Game, Joe DiMaggio gets no hits in five times at bat, makes two errors, and loses the game for the American League. Jinx marches on.
September 14th, 1936.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears the picture of the great tennis star, Helen Jacobs. That week, Helen Jacobs is the big favorite to win the tennis championship of America at Forest Hills. However, on the very next day, after her picture appears on the cover of Time Magazine, Helen Jacobs loses her championship. The jinx marches on.
September 13th, 1937.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears the picture of Baron Gottfried von Kramm, Germany's tennis champion. The next day, he loses his championship and passes from world fame to the torture of a Nazi concentration camp. The jinx marches on.
June 6, 1938.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears the picture of Johnny Goodman, America's amateur golf champion. That same week, Johnny loses both his matches, his championship, and the Walker Cup leaves America for the first time in 14 years. The jinx marches on.
November 6, 1939.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears a picture of Tom Harmon and Michigan's unbeaten football team. The next week, Illinois, without a single victory to its credit, beats unbeaten Michigan for the greatest upset of the season. The jinx marches on.
September 29th, 1941.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears a picture of Joe Louis, the world's heavyweight champion. No sooner does Joe Louis's picture appear on the cover of Time Magazine when his wartime fight with Billy Kahn is called off. The jinx marches on.
July 2nd, 1945.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears the picture of Mel Ott, the manager of the New York Giants. Immediately, Mel Ott watches his Giants drop from first to seventh place. The jinx marches on.
May 6, 1946.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears a picture of Elizabeth Graham, whose horse is the big favorite to win the Kentucky Derby. Immediately, Elizabeth Graham's horse loses the Derby, and 26 of her horses are burned to death. The jinx marches on.
April 14th, 1947.
On the cover of Time Magazine appears the picture of Leo DeRocher, manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers. That same week, Leo DeRocher is suspended from baseball for 1 year. The jinx marches on.
January 10th, 1949.
Now we're up to this year. Last month, on the cover of Time Magazine appears the picture of America's leading golfer, United States champion Ben Hogan. Last month, when Ben Hogan's picture did appear on the cover of Time Magazine, we were broadcasting the Los Angeles Open Golf Tournament in California. Ben was in that tournament. It was then when Ben saw his own picture on the cover of Time Magazine. This is what he actually said to me in a recorded radio interview.
Sure, I know my picture is on the cover of Time Magazine. I don't believe that jinx story. My picture being on the cover of Time Magazine will never jinx me.
2 weeks later, Ben Hogan is driving down a road in Texas. And suddenly a heavy bus pulls out in front of him. Ben tries to swerve. He jams on the brakes, but it's too late. The heavy bus smashes into Ben Hogan's car. Ben Hogan lies now in a hospital. Suffering from a brain concussion, a fractured pelvis, a broken collarbone, and 3 broken ribs. Time marches on. I'll be back in just a minute, but first, Reel 2, a word of advice for you men. Fellas, take it from me, nothing takes care of a rough, tough beard or a tender skin better than Colgate brushless shaving cream. I've got a heavy, wiry beard myself, but with Colgate brushless, it shaves off easy as fuzz, close and smooth, with no tagging, pulling, or razor scrape. Colgate brushless can do the same for you. Try it and see. You can't lose on this swell proposition. Listen, there is $1 cash says that Colgate brushless will win you in a flash, and it will, too, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Yes, sir. That light, fine textured Colgate brushless is a super beard softener. You never seen your whiskers come off so easily, so smoothly, or enjoyed such a slick, sweet, face-comforting shave. And what's more, Colgate brushless is thrifty to use. A little spreads a long way. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate brushless. Try it 1 week. If you don't agree that it's tops and shaves, return the carton top to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and Colgate will send you $1. Now, is that fair enough? Remember, there is $1 cash. Says Colgate brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 3. Colgate's camera close-up of Casey Stengel. Ladies and gentlemen, here is one of the famous screwballs of baseball, the new manager of the New York Yankees, Mr. Casey Stengel.
Bill, I object to being called a screwball.
But, Casey, you are a screwball. Well, I remember one time when you stepped up to bat, tipped your hat, and a sparrow flew out from under your hat.
You know, I can't imagine how that sparrow got under my cap.
What about the time down at Pensacola, when there was a manhole out in right field, and during the game, since you were playing right field, you disappeared down that manhole, and you didn't reappear until somebody hit a fly ball to right field, whereupon you promptly climbed up out of that manhole and caught the fly ball.
That's a good trick, if you can do it, Bill. I guess I'll never live it down.
And how about the time one of your players, Frenchie Bordigeret, grew a mustache that you didn't like? What did you do about that?
I just told the opposing pitchers to throw the ball at Frenchie's mustache. Of course, they might have killed Frenchie, but I said I'd pay for the funeral. But wait a minute, Bill. I may have been a screwball then, but those days are over. I'm a manager now, the manager of the New York Yankees, and I've learned my lesson. Baseball is a serious game now, and from here on out, it's all work, believe me. A lot of people expect the Yankees to win the pennant this year, and I'll say this. If we don't, it's going to take an awful good team to beat us.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Casey Stengel. Reel 4. Profile of Valentine's Day. Last Monday was Valentine's Day, a day set aside each year in honor of sweethearts in love. And, you know, yet strangely enough, did you know that sweethearts in love have played a great part in some mighty strange and some almost incredible sports stories? Listen. Did you ever hear of a girl named Rosa Hoots? Rosa Hoots was a beautiful Indian girl. She was very much in love with her husband. She was deeply in love, but her husband was dying. One day, this dying man called his wife Rosa to his bedside, and he said,
Rosa, I know I'm dying. My big regret is that I will leave you so little. Nothing we own is worth much, except one thing, the little black colt. Rosa, whatever happens, don't ever sell that little black colt, for someday that little black colt will win the Kentucky Derby.
The strange part of this love story is that 3 years later, in 1924, that little black colt called Black Gold did win the Kentucky Derby. Just as the dying husband of Rosa Hoots had predicted that he would. I could go on telling of other great love stories from the world of sports. Remember Suzanne Long-Long, the greatest woman tennis player to ever come out of France? Hers is a love story, too, for you see, once a man said to Suzanne Long-Long,
Suzanne, if you do not marry me, I will never play tennis again. I will disappear from the face of the earth.
The man who said that was Alain Gerbault, a member of the French Davis Cup tennis team. And strangely enough, when Suzanne Longlong did refuse to marry him, Alain Girbeault kept his word. He never did play tennis again. And he did disappear, never to be seen on the face of this earth again. But speaking of great sports stars falling in love, let me tell you this legend of a girl who was a swimming star in Europe. A girl named Geely. As a young girl, Geely was a good swimmer. But she needed money for instructions, and so one day she went to her rich uncle and she said,
Uncle, I could be a great champion if I could have swimming lessons, but I haven't got the money. Will you help me?
Geely's uncle did help. He paid for her swimming instructions, but his interest in her didn't stop at that. For you see, even though they were related, Geely's uncle fell in love with her. For one day, he went to Geely and he said,
Geely, you know I'm in love with you. Of course I love you. I'd like to give you this present. It's a song written by one of our native composers. Perhaps it makes me think of you, because its name is like your name. But whatever the reason, I want this song to our song.
But Geely did not return her uncle's love. No, she spurned his advances, so much so that on that very same night, her uncle had Geely murdered. For you see, Geely's uncle was the former dictator of Germany, Adolf Hitler. But what about that song that Hitler wanted dedicated to Geely? After Geely's death, Hitler ordered the title changed from Geely to Lili, and the title of the song was changed. And that's the legend behind a song that began in Germany, but went on to become the most popular song in the last World War. For now you know the story behind the great success of the most popular song of World War II, a fabulous song sung by Americans, Frenchmen, Germans, Englishmen, troops on the march everywhere, the famous song, Lili Marlene. I'll be back in just a moment, but first, Reel 5, Arthur Gary.
Men, no shaving proposition beats this. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Yes, $1 says this is it for the clean, smooth, comfortable shaves you've always wanted. And here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there isn't any clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Try Colgate Brushless. See how it does away with razor scrape and soreness. Discover how slick and smooth and downright comfortable it makes your shave.
Get a large or giant-sized two-bore jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If one week doesn't win you completely, just send me back the carton top, and Colgate will send you your dollar. Address, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Remember, there is $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And that is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be the famous star of stage and screen, Mr. Rudy Vallee. See you then. Until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day, newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now until next week at this very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate-Shaping Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate-Shaping Man, had lots to say. He told you tales of Porsche Rose, the inside dope, he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.